building they have.
We're going to look at the type of building they have.
We're going to look at the type of building they have.
We're going to look at the type of building they have.
We're going to look at the type of building they have.
We're going to look at the type of building they have.
We're going to look at the type of building they have.
Seven after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good morning, America. How are you? The representation here on this side, I would say, is pretty good. Roberta Fasanelli is feeling well. Jennifer is feeling well. I felt her earlier, and I know that for a fact.
You felt her earlier?
Oh, yeah.
Are there pictures?
I was felt by Doug.
Yes, you were. And Richie is here. I know he's feeling well, so we'll seize the moment. Today, yes, that's a time to carpe diem. Isn't that what Dr. Laura used to say?
Yeah. Seize the day.
For those of you who are listening to this program.
Or buyer beware.
Because Dr. Laura has gone, some radio station decided to take this program in her stead. So I want you to feel right at home. Take on the day. I'm my kid's mom. No, I'm not either. I can't do that. I'm my kid's dad, though.
Baby
daddy. Does that play well or not? How's that work? How's that working for you, folks? 800-510-8255. We'll have a news quiz at 20 minutes past the hour. In the meantime, here's something else for you to chew on. We have the announcement. We have the exclusive. We're in the know. We know.
You have a half-sister?
I am half-sister.
We're going to talk about that later on the hour. That in Skins is Jennifer and I, we all talk about television. I don't get the big excitement. How many people out there? I mean, maybe it's just the fact that Oprah is as popular, and so now plays back around to every man. I always want to know that you people listening to this program get out of it what you need to get out of it. In other words, there's a lesson, hopefully, in all the stories, the pastor would say the homilies, whatever I don't mean sermons, but there are stories everywhere. There are 1,000 stories in the Naked City. Every day, there are thousands of stories about people. And so, when I see the focus on Oprah and her sister, I see no value in it for me because I don't have, that I know of, anybody in my family. Now, what the value is for most of you, if you see through all of the hoopla, is wondering, because of today's society being as sort of extrapolated as it is, there is this family. I was talking to somebody last night who's had 3 stepfathers over her life.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
And so what impact does that have on the life of the person, and what other people are there in life someplace that may or may not be related to you? Chances are, especially in this circumstance where her first 2 fathers, stepfathers, do not any longer speak to the mother or anybody else in the family, what happens down the road? They both got remarried, and they both had children. And this is a speculative answer to my own question, but I'm wondering how many of you fit into that category where you've had a parent or 2 or 3 who have gone, maybe married somebody else, and there are people that are connected to you in some way, shape, or form, and you don't know them. You have never heard anything about them. They are half your blood relative. Do you want to know something about them? Does the old business about blood being thicker than water hold here? You all have people in your lives that you're close to. Mm-hmm. Are you closest to your blood siblings or your blood relatives, whether they be your parents, your siblings, your offspring, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles? Is that by definition? And Roberta would probably be the best one to talk about this, because in the Italian family, mm-hmm. And my father was as well. My father came from a family, German, mm-hmm. And Belgian, maybe just European. The tradition was everybody lived in the same house, and it was brothers and sisters. There's some of these houses in South Boston around the neighborhood where my father grew up. They were 14, 15-room homes, and they had 5, 6, 7 bedrooms, and one set of parents lived with one part of the family and another set of parents, and then there's the parents of the parents, if you know what I mean. So there's
kind of nice that way.
Generations.
It's like a commune.
Yeah, when we were little, we had our house, and then the house next door, my aunt and my grandmother lived. My aunt and uncle, my cousins, and my grandmother lived with them. Then in the house next to them was another aunt and uncle and seven cousins in that family. Then on the house on the other side of us was my mom's aunt and uncle.
Yeah.
And
there
was four houses, and
now,
it was
do you
fun.
Feel
it was
like cool. you were more connected to them because of proximity or because of blood? What is it that ties people together?
I have a couple of I was very close with all of my cousins that I grew up with. I moved away when I was six or seven, but, I mean, I always have been very close with those cousins. And my older brother is my half-brother from my mother's first marriage. And there would be no difference between he and my younger brother.
You talked to him like he was a whole brother.
Right, right. And even though he lived with his father, there's still no difference.
His father, your father.
No.
His father, your mother.
His father, your mother. My mother's former husband. And
who's not first?
So can you.
Yeah, whatever. So, but it's, I mean, there's no difference. He's I half brother, whatever. I grew up with him. He's my brother.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's cool.
And I'll tell you the interest that I had in the Oprah thing yesterday. I watched it.
Yeah.
Janet and I watched it. I just happened to be home. We turned on the TV. Boom. There it was.
Just happened to be walking through the room.
Just happened to be walking through the room.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Is the whole, the sister never knew who her mother was and had that loss of who she really
how
was.
Did she know, how did they discover she was related to Oprah?
They
Where'd
started,
that come from?
She went on a search for her mother.
Why? Oh, the, Oprah went on a search for her brother?
No.
The other sister went on a search
for her brother. The other sister, Patricia, went on a search for her mother, for her real mother.
Right.
And after she started putting all the pieces together, and she knew that she put all the pieces together in 07.
Because we only know of Oprah's father. You never hear anything from her about her mother. It's always
No. Her mother was on the show yesterday.
I understand that now, but you used to hear when it was about the upbringing, it was always the father.
Right.
You never heard much
of
anything about the mother.
So the sister, the new sister, went on this search for her mother, found some information, and, you know, just going through all the steps.
I understand the story,
went,
but how did it affect you? Why were you interested? What did you get out of watching that? Why was
Because I have an adopted daughter. And I wonder whether someday she's going to wonder who she really is. Even though she'll grow up in a loving family.
Well, who she really is only DNA
really,
and blood.
Who she really is
your daughter.
Right, but where she came from. You know, and luckily, we adopted her and have all the information about her from her birth.
Right.
We know everything.
Did Janet know the mother at the birth time?
No.
I bet you did.
So we know everything, and she came to us when she was 11 months old.
All right, so the Oprah thing had value. Is that what you're saying?
It had value to me.
Value to you. All right.
And it was interesting.
Who watched it, and what did you think? 800-510-8255. In a moment, the end of the line for one of the Marvel characters. You're familiar with the Fantastic Four?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? One of them hits the road.
It'll be the Fantastic Three?
Makes sense.
It's the Terrific Three.
Okay.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Rich aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up.
switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
It may surprise you to learn that before she became a country music icon, Naomi Judd was a critical care nurse. But unlike facing a stadium full of adoring fans, as a nurse, she witnessed the daily challenges faced by people with chronic pain and those who cared for them. As a spokesperson for the national education program, Partners Against Pain, Judd now has 50 million reasons to let others know that they don't need to suffer in silence. That's because the latest statistics show that more than 50 million Americans live with pain, making it one of the top reasons people seek medical care. Judd wants people to know that the journey to appropriate pain management can begin with a visit to the recently updated Partners Against Pain website, www.partnersagainstpain.com. The new user-friendly layout features customized sections for patients, caregivers, and healthcare professionals that make it easy to find information about various painful conditions. Partners Against Pain is a national education program provided by Purdue Pharma.
18 and change. Actually, it's not 17 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and me focused on the last, well, actually the first, the last three of the Fantastic Four. So Roberta didn't, she doesn't know who they are, so she sort of what a shock. She stepped in it. But she didn't give the answer away. I wonder if you know, if you follow, this is pretty big stuff today.
Well, let me see, there's the guy that's the Rock.
There's Mr. Fantastic.
There's the
Invisible Woman.
Isn't there
the Invisible
Woman.
The Thing and the Human Torch.
And the Human Torch, that's right.
Right, exactly. So which one goes? 800-510-8255. This comic book stuff, which has turned into movie magic.
Yeah, they did two of
all
these movies.
Wasn't that the what's it, Michael Chiklis?
Michael Chiklis played the Rock guy. Yeah,
right. Yeah, yeah.
The Thing, I guess.
And then And then there's the Torch guy. I thought they were doing another one of those movies. Didn't they do? Have they done one or two of them? I think there's two.
I thought they did two.
Yeah.
I saw the first one. I did not see the second.
Wasn't there supposed to be another one on the way?
I do not know.
I think so, Richie. 800-510-8255. So what do you know about the end of the Fantastic Four? One of them is hitting the road. Which one is it? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Roberta, would you like to be my Valentine?
Absolutely. I will be your Valentine anytime.
I'm going to order some flowers that will tell a personal story.
Aww. You're going to send me flowers?
Pro flowers for Valentine's Day.
Aww.
I'm going to make up a story about our relationship. And even though it won't be true, it'll be a good story. And it'll make you and everybody around you feel good. They'll look at the flowers and say, who'd the beautiful flowers come from? And you can say, my passion, my love, my life.
My love.
The one dozen sweet expression roses that are available right now for you folks listening to the Good Day program for $29.99. You can get twice as many for just $10 more. That's right. All you have to do is go to proflowers.com. I've been talking about these folks for years. They have very special things at this time of year for very special ladies. If you've never tried Pro Flowers, please do not wait any longer. These roses are guaranteed to stay fresh for 7 days. You cannot lose. Absolutely. Trust me on this. Here's what I would like you to do. These are sweet expression roses you're going to ask for when you call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention Doug, or go online to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter password Doug. Proflowers.com, click on the mic and type in the password Doug for these great sweet expression roses. You'll love, love, love them.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
Listen, learn, and win on your schedule at DougStepan.com.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in, keep trucking, like the dude of man together, or less in line, just keep trucking on, on, on.
Gary Garcia, Bob Weir, Phil Lesh, Brent Midland, Bill Kreutzmann, Mickey Hart, all known as the
Grateful
Dead.
Dead.
The only one actually who's dead is Jerry Garcia. The rest of them all are still alive. The Grateful Dead, now the subject of a new virtual world. There are a group of people called, well, it's a company called Curious Sense, and they put together a game for REO Speedwagon last year.
Yeah.
Apparently now they have this whole online where, my God, this every time you turn around, there's something else new, something about you maybe that troubles you, and then there's some kind of new entertainment. This is the music, the culture, the music and culture of San Francisco in the 70s and the 80s. Be out later this year. They have mined their music, the Grateful Dead's music, for themes and words and characters and settings that would adapt to games. And then they're looking at the best kind of games and putting them together. A mobile version of the Grateful Dead band and their recordings. Let's see here. I think, Richie, you and I have talked about Guitar Hero, right? That's the only,
yeah,
that's the only musical game I know anything about. What kind of a musical game would this lend itself to? Or has anybody seen the REO Speedwagon game?
I have not.
Built on their career. So, but you can, the Grateful Dead, very colorful. They've done a lot of really interesting sort of jamming, in a sense.
Yeah, they're a jam band.
They're a jam band, right.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So then, do we know how this stuff works? Would let's say you buy this thing. Does it go into a Wii?
I don't know. I have to go look it up. What's
will you
is
play
website
the,
again?
The website. Curious Sense, the people who have done the REO Speedwagon.
As in S-E, as in Common Sense?
S-E-N-S-E, right. Okay. Curious Sense. And they're the ones who are developing this. And I'm just trying to imagine how this would work, what sort of games would come out of this. Could you have a truck game come out of this song? Your imagination goes wild, I'm sure, when you come up with some of the things that are possible. From pinball, didn't they? Who did pinball though?
Who did pinball wizard? But the Elton John was the pinball machine that came out. That's the really famous pinball machine.
Really,
the Elton John pinball wizard. Yeah.
All right. So I asked the question out loud.
Kiss had a pinball machine that was really famous too.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, it isn't. They haven't formulated all of it yet, but it's interesting to see that the work is being done.
It doesn't really say anything about the game. It just says
these people are.
Well, deadheads will dig the experience of novel ways for them to enjoy and play the music they love.
Yeah. Well, it's got to really be on a Wii. It has to be people that play drums and guitar.
I would imagine it's some kind of a video. For online and mobile devices, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay, the question comes on the fantastic farewell of one of the four, Terry. Are you in High Springs? Is that right, Terry?
Yes, I am.
How do you do today, sir?
All right.
Do you you followed the comic? When you were a kid, did you read the Fantastic Four comic books?
Oh, yes, I did.
Did you stay with them over the course of the last, 50? They've been around about 50 years, haven't they?
Some have been 50. Summer's around there, you know.
Yeah, right. All right. So which one of them have the writers decided they're going to scratch?
The Human Torch.
Right. The Human Torch is going to be eliminated. Do you know why?
No, I don't know the reason why. No,
they didn't really explain it. They just said that he was going to go away, and that's kind of curious, it seems to me. All right, sir, hold on a second. Give you a nice prize. 28 after.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, according to a recent report, Twitter could generate as much as $250 million in ad revenue by 2012. Now valued at $3.7 billion, Twitter has failed to monetize its success until recently. With $45 million in ad revenue in 2010, the privately held company will introduce a self-serve ad system to bolster future profit. In other news, Barnes & Noble's Nook Color has brought the company over 650,000 subscriptions and single-copy sales of their newsstand publications. 150% more subscriptions were sold since Christmas than in the past 12 months. The Nook series is selling more e-books than Barnes & Noble sells in physical books, thanks to very attractive prices. And finally, Pope Benedict XVI blessed the use of digital communications and social networks, warning that it should not replace human interaction. The Pope suggests that young people should make good use of their presence in the digital world. The Vatican already has its own social network, Facebook app, and YouTube channel. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, thinking about dinner options? Going through the categories? Greasy, maybe. Fatty, possibly. Gross. Gross sounds good. No, gross sounds bad. Campbell's Chunky Soup sounds good, like chunky beef and country vegetables, with 100% lean meat and a full serving of veggies, and it's so filling and delicious. That's the category you should be playing in. Food you'll feel good about eating. That's where I play. Campbell's Chunky Soup. It's amazing what soup can do.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe that.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
And change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, who's up at bat next with her Queen of Cheap. And then we'll have Jennifer talk about the Oprah show. I don't know. We've talked about it enough. Actually, there are some people who want to make suggestions as to who ought to replace Reed. How many people, as an aside, I was thinking about this yesterday, do we know who, we know them by their first name, Oprah. We don't have to think.
Madonna.
Madonna, Regis,
Prince.
Prince, exactly. Isn't it? And does it take a lifetime? Regis has been in the trenches for almost 60 years. The guy's been, he started as a young television reporter, radio guy.
He also has a nice name.
Now find one where they have just a normal name, like Jim, Bob, Doug, Dave.
Everybody knows around the country when
Prince,
we say Doug who you're talking
right, yeah, I know.
Prince,
although Dave,
Oprah.
I would think David Letterman all of us.
Dave,
Jay, I would pretty much refer by their first name.
Right. How about Jimmy?
You say Leno and Letterman, though, actually.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah. What about Jimmy Kimmel, by the way? The extra 6 minutes, this is a testament to that show and how well it's doing. I like him best of all the guys, although I do like Ferguson. I think Ferguson's pretty good there. Some, and you could argue that at least Ferguson and Kimmel are better. Now, Kimmel has Nightline on before him. They've cut back Nightline because the ratings aren't that hot, and Kimmel is. So I'd like them to just get rid of Nightline and put Kimmel on next to or opposite Jay Leno and David Letterman. That's what they did with Conan O'Brien, and he does okay. What is he pulling, about 3 million viewers a night? How many is he getting at TBS? Anybody know? Jennifer?
I don't. Probably a million or so.
But I'm guessing, no, I think it's probably more than that. Nightline, has 3.9 million viewers.
Nightline's getting shortened. Didn't we talk about this last week?
Well, I don't know if we talked about it.
On
I know.
TV.
Yeah.
You didn't talk about it when I was here. You talked about it when I left.
I think it was just like yesterday. But
no, it wasn't. Was it really?
Yeah, it was.
I don't remember what happened yesterday.
No.
It all just blends into it one long
right
show,
there.
Doesn't it, Doug?
That's more true than you could possibly imagine. All right, anyway, so let's get to Roberta, who is going to be annoyed with us.
She's the queen.
She has to get on. She wants her time. Give her her time. Roberta,
it's Roberta.
We're going to give you time. The detention buses along after you get done with this report.
Lots of cool stuff today. Let's start out with laundry. Downey Fabric Softener is giving away freebies all week long, each day actually until February 1st. So you just got to go to the Downey Facebook page and sign in and see what they're giving away today. Now, this is kind of cool. You can send a free sample of Quaker Oatmeal Squares to 10 of your friends. Just remember to send one to yourself in the process, too. So I guess it'd be yourself and 9 of your friends. And then you can have, like, your 9 friends include you on their 10. So you could get, like, 10 free samples if you kind of do the math right. Valentine's Day. If you're a real cheapo for Valentine's Day, you can go to Vistaprint. You can get, like, personalized postcards and a tote bag and a T-shirt and a mug and a flip book and note cards and all sorts of stuff. Get it free. Just got to pay shipping and handling. If you really want to impress someone, get all the stuff and send it to them. Free sample of Maximum Slim Original Green Coffee. I have no idea what this is, but based on the name, I kind of think that maybe you're supposed to, like, drink it and lose weight. Now, that would be true proof that we are loved by a higher entity if we could drink coffee and lose weight. If you're a BJ's member, you can get free cornbread and bananas for BJ's wholesale members. We have the coupon for you on DougStefan.com. Einstein Brothers, free bagel fins with a schmear, you know, if you don't know what that is because you're not from New York. That's when you take some, like, cream cheese and just kind of schmear it across the top of the bagel.
Yeah, blueberry cream cheese on a blueberry bagel would be pretty good.
Yep. So you get a free bagel thin. And those are the bagels, like, without the insides. They're just kind of thin. And we've got free weight loss water at Come and Go, which are the convenience stores. So you can watch that weight go away with Come and Go free weight loss water.
Are you okay?
No, you know what she was just thinking? She was feeling guilty about promoting another weight loss product instead of promoting Metafast, which she's on.
We're all on it.
Yeah, everybody's on it. As a matter of fact,
I'm doing
Brian,
really well on it, too. I'm really happy, even though I cheated a little bit this weekend because we had a big party.
Brian Somerville, who's on the New York staff, is going to join us in a little bit talking about how he has benefited so far. I think he and Jennifer will be the champions. But every week we'll get story of all of us putting this together, and I promise to get on it. I'll probably get on it a little bit later. As a matter of fact, I've actually already started to lose weight from the serious foolishness that I was involved in the last week or so. But I now
the Waffle House freebie waffle.
Well, but I have to travel. I got to go to Washington tomorrow, then Florida the next day, and I'll eat things. You know, you go buy something. Oh my God, that looks great. Let's have one of those. So only at home am I disciplined. If I'm on the road, I am not disciplined. Be the first to admit that I'm not disciplined.
Yeah, this one, though, it's easy to take with you. So you could be, but you're right. When you're out of your element, that's why I only do diets January through March.
Yeah. All right, well.
Really?
Yeah, it's impossible.
I do them. I don't need them after that because I have
running around in the spring and the summer and the fall.
Although I had a bowl of lentil soup and a salad last night. And was very happy going to the store. I always am. I don't know why this is so silly.
Did you make it yourself?
To
did
the
you
supermarket.
Buy it?
I went to get filling up, stocking up the new house, this little apartment place that I have, and I went to buy some groceries. And so I was. I am fixated on Ken's Italian dressing, mostly because I love the taste of it, but it's also made in Framingham. So it comes from the Ken's Steakhouse in Framingham. And so when I go to a supermarket, I always want to see if it's there. And, yep, sure enough, nice display of Ken's salad dressing on the Ralph's store. And that brings me around. Was it my daughter who said, do we have this conversation? Now, Richie was just getting me to think about when I have conversations with whom. Did we have a conversation about Ralph's, Jennifer, you and I, about the name?
Ralph's? I don't think so. Might have been your daughter.
It must have been either Megan or Brendan who told me this. I know it was Megan. I know it was because she was helping me unload the on the grocery, said, Dad, you went to Ralph's instead of to Trader Joe's. Well, Trader Joe's wasn't handy and Ralph's was. Plus, the produce at Trader Joe's, I don't quite think is as good as what you find at some of the other supermarkets. So, anyway, Dad, think about this. A supermarket chain that's named Ralph's.
It is kind of
Ralph's. Ralph is what you do when you've had an upset stomach. You're going to Ralph.
When you're praying to the porcelain god.
Yeah, right. That's it. So somebody missed something there. I don't know. Does Vons have some significance?
Vons! I don't know. I don't think so.
I thought the supermarket's on the... I have to check that. You know who needs to answer that question is Phil Limpert, the supermarket guru. It's 19 before the hour. Did I pose a question here? It seems to me we didn't. Did we do it? We did a 2020 news quiz, and somebody answered the question about the human torch.
Correct.
Right.
Leaving the Fantastic Four. Mm-hmm. All right. In a moment, we find out what is a or who may be a good substitute for Regis. I say nobody is. That show's going away. Oprah. Do we need to talk about that anymore? I don't think we need to.
I don't think so.
No. All right.
She's
but
a sister.
We do need to talk about is what Keith Olbermann actually got when they threw him out of NBC. That's a pretty interesting story. So we'll have that plus some other TV tidbits. Jennifer and Doug at 19 before the hour on Good Day.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Look for an $8 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
The daily commute to work can be a time of stress and frustration for U.S. commuters. It's not surprising that commuters look for any opportunity to make their travels shorter, more enjoyable, and even more environmentally friendly. Joel McGower, executive editor of GreenBiz.com and renowned green commuting and sustainability expert, says that while the radio, a smartphone, or a GPS device can help ease your morning commute, recent survey results show that a hot cup of coffee or tea is by far the number one thing that matters most to commuters.
It's estimated that 8 billion coffee cups are thrown away each year, and most of those aren't recycled. So to make your commute more enjoyable and environmentally friendly, try bringing your favorite beverage in a reusable container, like a Thermos brand travel mug. That has the highest quality vacuum insulation, and that will allow you to enjoy a hot beverage during your commute and even well into your workday.
Joel McGower is a spokesperson for Thermos. For more information on Thermos reusable insulated mugs and tumblers, visit www.thermos.com.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try Progene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try Progene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure. So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to GEICO last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to GEICO today.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Speaking of 15 minutes, 15 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roger Ebert is coming back to television. Meanwhile, There is a story at DougStephan.com today, Facebook pulling his blog, claiming it has abusive content. And what the content is, he has shared the new prosthetic jaw that he has. You know, he had cancer of the jaw, and he had his whole jaw removed. So now he has put pictures of his new prosthetic jaw, and Facebook finds it abusive. Why?
Huh.
Would that be?
Have they seen some of the pictures up on Facebook?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, really.
I wonder about that one. I'd tell you something. All the hoopla about this MTV show, Skins, this thing is really getting a lot of promotion. Therefore, instead of 3 million viewers, which they had the first week, they have 6 million this week. That's all this stuff does. These fools at the
Parents Television Council.
I mean, these people are so foolish.
They're hit makers.
They are. And I wonder, you know, you look at them, if there isn't some connection to them. I'm so cynical
like
about this
mafia
stuff.
Like a TV mafia or something,
right.
Maybe?
Right. They say, oh, don't watch this stuff. Either they're that stupid, or if you listen to some of these people, I was listening to Melissa Henson from the Parents Television Council. It says Congress needs to investigate this program for child pornography. No, what you need to do is look at it, and if you don't want your children watching it, you block it. You tell them they can't watch it, or you make sure they can by putting whatever the blockages are. Mm-hmm. It gets really, this gets over the top. We go on and on and on about these things. From what I have seen, Roberto, we were talking about this a little bit yesterday and asked you what you do with Victoria. Yeah, she's pretty mature for a 15-year-old.
Yep.
But I don't even think 15, maybe 16-year-olds, but if you've got a child that's 12, 13, they got no business, from what
I can see,
watching this show. No business.
Or, you know what? If your child really insists on seeing the show because of peer pressure.
They're your children. They don't insist on anything.
I watched the show last night, and I could see there was a lot of opportunity for discussion
show. So watch it with your child.
If you're a parent, watch the show with your child and discuss what's going on there. Discuss, do you really think that this is appropriate behavior for a kid your age? Do any of your friends do this? What do you think about this type of behavior? Have you ever witnessed it in school? You know, how does this apply? How does this pertain to the values in our family or in our church or what we believe in?
What's happening is the best that could happen. Five of the six sponsors have canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want the show to go away, that's
stop
the way
watching.
To get it to go away. You stop watching.
Right.
Yep.
Instead, they'll have six. I'm telling you, with all of this promotion, all of the interest, all of the yakking about it on the air, there'll be 6 million people that watch the show this week.
Well, after watching it, I could tell you Victoria would have no interest in the show. She would look at us and go, lame.
Yeah.
I just think one more week, they're going to probably have a really big week, and then people are going to fall off because it's not a great show, and there's no sponsors.
No, it's not.
So,
let me tell you something. Once the sponsors leave, the show's over.
It'll be boring.
You can't pay anybody.
Done.
But it's amazing. This show has run 5 years in England, in the UK, and it's been on BBC America.
I'm expecting that there are other... they're going to do with that like they have with some other shows. They like Uri's program. Uri's program went viral, and then it was developed and promoted and then produced in all these countries all around the world. I think that's going to happen with this if it hasn't already happened. There's a market for it, but you got to make sure it's the right market. All right. So, Jen, you have the story on the closer. I'm betting they're going to make a deal with her. That she can't refuse.
Well, no, she's done after next season. That'll be her last. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to just bleed that last little bit of blood out of that old turnip. Because
I heard they were going to go to add 7 episodes to the current
season.
That's
what they're going to do. They're going to try to extend the last episode for 6 additional episodes, which would extend it a little bit.
Why does she not want to go on with it?
She just wants to move on and do something else. And, you know, it's probably smart. Sometimes these shows go on for too long, and then you leave in a bad place. But so she either is going to do the additional 6 episodes, or they're going to find someone else to replace her and keep the show going, which is probably not going to work too well. So hopefully they'll not go with that option because they want to keep the integrity
of the
series.
They have a good ensemble cast. It's a very compelling show. You have the numbers on Oberman?
I don't have the numbers on Oberman. Go ahead.
All right. He is going to be paid $7 million as severance.
$7 million?
$7 million. That's what get rid of Lou Dobbs. They paid him $7 million to get him out of Stan.
Give me $3 million. I'll leave today. We'll still be friends.
Do you know, just as a side note, considering
I'll leave
numbers,
for like, you know, $300.
$100.
He is off television for 4 months. Now, I'm thinking about Conan O'Brien. He was off the air 8 months, right?
Yeah.
But he also got to 30 or 40-something million bucks.
People are joking about it, but I would not be surprised if Fox hires him.
I wouldn't either, but I'm going to tell you something. He'll be on the radio if he's smart tomorrow. Mm-hmm. He can get a radio show going like that.
And speaking of weird numbers, Doug, I just read that the president, we were talking about MTV and Skins because of the Jersey Shore and all of this, got $50 million raise last year. He makes the CEO of MTV.
Oh.
He makes $80 million a year, a $50 million raise.
Wow. Not a bad deal, right? Let's sign up for that.
That's more than 1%.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Buddha.com.
Three after the hour, the friendly voice of Doug Steffen, friendly voice of Roberta Fasanelli, friendlier voice of Jennifer. Who's more friendly, Richie? Jennifer?
Oh, without a doubt, Jennifer.
Or Roberta?
That New Yorker and Roberta is just, man, she's friendly as all get out.
Who, Roberta?
Right. But the voice, you have to get past it. It's like you.
Really?
Once you get to know you, you are the friendliest person in the world.
No, me.
What do you mean you have to get past the voice?
Love,
what does that mean?
Love.
Listen to the tone you just gave me right there.
Yeah, what does that mean, Rich?
I'm from New York.
Exactly.
So, like, what does that mean?
New York.
We're very direct. We don't beat around
New
the bar.
Exactly.
I'm from
New York. All right, let's meet another. I want to meet another New Yorker. You want to meet another New Yorker?
Yeah.
Let's see if you think his. Let's see what you think of his voice. Richie, you can. This is a gauge.
Can we pretend we're on American Idol?
And what would we?
Okay, go, Brian. Talk to us, and then we'll judge you.
Yeah, I'm a New Yorker, but my voice is horrible. So hopefully, I won't offend any listeners out there.
Well, I'm glad you said that before we did. It was very nice of you to admit that.
I like your voice. I don't think you should apologize.
He takes the load off for us. Thank you, Brian.
Hey,
there you go.
So Brian Somerville is on the staff of the program. He's involved in the sales department at the management company that helps produce this program. And because of that, he became familiar with these folks at MetaFast. And when Richie said he'd go on and Jennifer said he'd go on, she'd go on, Roberta said she'd go on, although we can confuse Roberta. Sometimes it's a he, sometimes it's she. Richie, right?
Excuse me.
I am a woman.
I'm on. Yeah, Jennifer. Janet's on.
Janet's on it.
And so Brian says, okay, I'm getting on the bandwagon here. I need to lose some weight. So he didn't take the advice of a lot of people who suggested that he just lose 8 pounds immediately by lopping off his head. That wasn't the way this worked. Instead,
we know my head is a lot lighter than that.
No, but your head is full of interesting and important things that we have to preserve.
Yeah, right.
However, yeah. But you did, you're kind of like me a little bit. Richie's, I think, I don't think you needed it as badly as Richie needed it.
What are you talking about?
Nah, Brian isn't just.
How much weight did you, what is your goal, Brian, to lose?
You know, my goal is to lose about 35 pounds. But a lot of people say, wait, where are you going to get that 35 pounds? But, you know, what the problem is, you know, hereditary, my belly, I hit it, but my belly was big. And so I'm
trying to get rid of
that belly.
You wear a girder or a girder? You wear a garter or something?
A girder. That would be a girdle.
I don't know. It's just.
Okay, so, a garter's a whole different Oprah.
I know.
But you've been on it for 2 weeks and you've lost 15 pounds?
Yeah, I lost like 11 pounds that first week and then 4 pounds this past week. So, yeah.
All right, so what about the food? I want to know what you think about the food. You're there in the office all day long.
My goal is 20 pounds, Doug.
Good for you. Congratulations, Rich. Mine is about 10.
So Brian's goal is more than mine.
Maybe 4. I know, okay. So Brian and his family, I wonder how people are reacting. Were you just cooking the MetaFast stuff for yourself and then your children are eating something different when they're
Is that it? Basically, what I do is I make a bunch over the weekend. I make about 6 pancakes for the week, and then I just come downstairs, 30 seconds in the microwave. I have my pancake. I commute into New York City. When I get to the city, I have a bowl of oatmeal, and two hours later, I have a soup, and then 2 hours later, I have a shake. And 2 hours later, I have a bar. And the bar is really good. Rich, have you tried the bar?
The bar is a chocolate bar.
All right, hold on. Just a second. I now just understood the problem in billing. This guy's not on the phone calling. He's too damn busy eating. That's the problem right there. We better get you to lose that weight and get back to work.
And we were talking about this the other day. One of the great things that this diet does is, you're eating the food that they give you that has all of the nutrients in it that you need. But one of the great things it does that you will take away with you is that you learn to eat every 2 or 3 hours.
Yes.
And that's really the big thing. Eat light, something light, every 3 hours, and then have one substantial meal every day. And when I walk away from this in a month or 6 weeks, whenever I'm done, that's what I will continue to do is eat light. And Janet and I have talked about this. I will continue to eat MetaFast snacks, the bars and the brownie or something like that when I need something sweet, 2 or 3 times a day to supplement my one or two meals.
You know what, I ate, come across the country last week. I had there are cheese balls.
They're awesome, aren't they?
And
the
Parmesan
cheese balls or the nacho cheese balls?
There's both of them. I get both of them and I'm eating.
They're really good, aren't they?
Yeah, and they stopped me from eating. After I left Waffle House,
I'm going to stop my desk more with those snacks so that I make those choices instead of going downstairs for a cookie.
All right.
That's not good.
So you like all of the stories here. Ladies, here we go. I need to, if we're going to have Brian do any good here, MetaFast Meals, the MetaFast Weight Loss Program, go online to MetaFastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken. You'll save $50 on the program. MetaFastKen.com, or you can call them toll-free at 800-506-4115. Use Dr. Ken as the code. You'll save $50, 800-506-4115.